Open your mind. Our minds sharing the same thoughts. Your mind to my mind, your thoughts to my thoughts.
Welcome back to Mind Meld, one of the game shows we provide here on the Incomparable Network. I'm Tony Sindelar. I'll be your game master for today. Mind Meld, the only game show you are currently listening to at this exact moment in time. Probably. This is a game where I bring people together and try and get them to just think all the same, because I'm all about conformity. That's just how I do it. But I don't do it alone. I bring along a scorekeeper, a confidant, an aide-de-camp, Kathy Campbell. Kathy, are you here?
I am here. I am here and ready to cause some chaos with minds that are melding.
Kathy, who are all those weird people standing in the wings behind you?
You wanna meet these lovely people? First up, we have, of course, these are all in order of play. So pay attention, be ready. First up, just embracing astonishing novelty, we have Jean with us. Hi, Jean.
Hi, y'all. Good to be here again. I'm scared.
Next up, her sincere heart, engaging life's lively yearnings, it's Shelley. Hi, Shelley.
I will endeavor to be sincere at all times.
Excellent. The ever radiant, inspiring kinetic adventures, Erica.
I worked for 45 minutes this morning, decided to take a sick day, went back to sleep, and slept until the end of my workday. So that's either going to be terrible for this game or it's going to help me a lot. And I'm very excited to find out which.
Ooh, I am also very excited to find out. And I'm sure that this next person is also excited to find out. The joyful adventurer seeking opportunities and new experiences, Jason.
Sounds like me. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jason. All right. And last, but by no means
least. I'm sorry
least,
for the ex. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, the poor ChatGPT had a really hard time. I tried to get something else, but you're getting what they sent me, which is the linguistic excellent experience. That's Lex.
That's me.
That is some lazy explosive xylophone work if I've ever seen.
Exactly. Yes. So all of these introductions were provided by the one and only ChatGPT, who is not a sponsor of this show and does not have a theme song yet. So Tony, that's our people.
Well, it's great to have so many people coming back, whether you're new or returning to Mind Meld. This is the game where, you know, uniqueness counts against you. I'm going to give you a category. You are going to try and give me things that you think other people will list in that category. You basically get points for the more things you get that match up with other people. You get bonus points if all of the words or phrases that you provide are a match. And you get extra bonus points if you do a perfect kind of match set of five with somebody else's match set of five. So that's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you the category for round one, and then you will have the chances to provide some category options for later things. But your very first category, you've got your handy web form ready. You're going to give us five options here. I want to know about cartoon shows. Five cartoon shows, please. I have set a 1 minute timer. Do I enforce the time harshly on this game? I do.
Absolutely.
Not.
Shh. Yes,
but Kathy
definitely
does.
Indeed.
Yeah.
This is
the part of the episode where Kathy and I engage in banter to fill the void.
Banter.
That's just great, Kathy. I can see that you're all here.
I am providing a service for you, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm providing something.
Kathy will also be looking at the spreadsheet being generated of player responses while I distract her as she color codes answers to see what matches what with what.
Indeed.
Our first set of answers are in from, well, I won't say who, but
from people. Yep.
Yeah, from people.
We're getting some good answers. Well, their answers at least.
We are getting text in a form.
Yes.
That is, nobody has broken the form.
Yet.
It has been 1 minute, so if I can get some answers from the last remaining person,
we need
that would
one
be
more.
One more.
Yeah. Excellent.
All right. All answers are in. This is the most challenging part of the show, where we ask people to remember things that they just typed into a form. This is a thing that historically people are really bad at. And if you're Lex, I was going to say, if you're Glenn, but I was like, should I make fun of Glenn when he's not here?
Yeah.
Yes. Glenn's real bad at it.
Of course you will.
It doesn't have the same joy when if he's not here to laugh at it.
We all appreciate your reducing expectations, and I'm sure Glenn appreciates it most of all.
And we know that he's laughing at it wherever he is when
from, because from it comes from a place of love.
Place of love.
That's what that is.
A place of love. Yeah, that's what it's like. That's what it means. That's just those are words you can say after you're mean to a friend, and then same face.
He's laughing at it right now in heaven. No, Glenn's fine. Glenn. His bathroom is called heaven.
Okay. I want to remind everyone that Tony started this mockery by mentioning me. He intended to mock me.
It's true. Yeah.
Yes.
I want to be really careful here.
You distracted him somehow, Lex?
There was the whole thing where a lot of people thought Steve Lutz had died and he had not died. And so I want to be really careful about false death announcements on the Incognito Network. It's just, we're not doing great this year, people.
Heaven is Glenn's bathroom.
Gotta flip over that thing. It has been 0 days since we have falsely identified someone's death. All right. We're going to ask you to share what you thought other people were going to say for cartoons. We will do that in the order of play and then rotate in future rounds. Can I have both these tabs open at the same time? Sure, I can. Gene.
I believe in you.
Yeah, Gene, what were you thinking of for cartoons?
I don't know what I was thinking, but here's what I wrote.
Yeah, okay. Game's going to work a little better.
And also, did not screenshot because I was stressed, which gave me extra stress trying to remember what I just wrote.
Well, I have the list if you need help. So
I figured, but I thought
and
I would
order
also
does not matter. Sequence does not matter, both in this stage of reading things and in any stage of the game.
Indeed.
Okay. Here are my answers. Bugs Bunny. Star Trek Lower Decks.
A thing we previously mentioned in this episode, which
referenced
or possibly before the episode started, I'm not sure, and therefore imprinted on people's brains.
Hopefully. Scooby-Doo, X-Men, and Avatar. The Last Airbender.
Yes.
If I had to specify.
I think you're covered. Kathy provides that as a service.
Indeed.
Shelley, were you able to think of five cartoons?
I was, and apparently imprintation only goes so far.
Yeah.
I have Flintstones, The Animaniacs, Jetsons, Star Trek Lower Decks.
What's the other one I wrote? Wait a minute. Oh, I wrote this. Oh.
Flintstones, Animaniacs, Jetsons, Simpsons, Star Trek Lower Decks. Sorry, I wrote one twice and I was confusing myself. Apologies.
Okay. Nope, you got it. All classic shows. Erica, were you able to name five shows?
Thank goodness for Lower Decks, which was the first one that I put down. That I put He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, Transformers, Thundercats, because I'm old, and The Simpsons.
Okay, so far, a bunch of points being given out for Star Trek Lower Decks, an important animated work that was recently mentioned in conversation.
I know how this game works. I've played before.
Yeah.
And therefore imprinted onto your little goldfish brains. And, you're getting some points for Simpsons, which has been mentioned as well. Jason, were you able to name some cartoons?
Yeah, I tried to scatter this over time, hoping I would get, unlike Erica, who was saying, I'm old. I'm much older than Erica. Anyway, The Simpsons, Family Guy, The Flintstones, Scooby-Doo, and Rick and Morty.
Wow, I can really tell you hung out with some YouTube kids with your Rick and Morty.
Right.
Yep.
Good time scattering, though. Mm-hmm.
All right, you did certainly covered a range of history. As you can imagine, you're going to get some points for Simpsons, Flintstones, and aforementioned Scooby-Doo. No points for Rick and Morty. This is not that kind of crowd.
No.
Jason, and no points for Family Guy. And that brings us finally around to Lex. Lex, were you able to come up with five cartoons that may or may not get you points?
I did. I came up with The Flintstones, The Simpsons, The Jetsons, Charlie Brown / Peanuts, and Futurama.
Very nice. So I'm seeing you're going to get points for Flintstones and Simpsons, as well as The Jetsons. But sadly, no points for the Peanuts / Charlie Brown or Futurama, despite those being Excellent, excellent choices.
Thank you so much.
So Kathy is collecting scores, adding things up. We now need to, Kathy, very important business here.
Indeed,
the end
indeed.
Of every round, Kathy and I have the ability to give you either chaos points, as well as nobody got a meld or full meld for matching all five with somebody else. But that's okay. The game is early. Kathy, how you feeling about chaos points here?
Oh, goodness. I think I'm going to give a chaos point to Erica because Thundercats is an amazing television show that
Thundercats are go.
Are go also,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Agree.
They are go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to knock a point off of Jason for Rick and Morty. Not going to explain why.
It's fine.
I think that does explain why. You said why you were moving the point for the particular answer. And I think we all know why that.
I suspect that is... I suspect that the accrual of points has affected the scores. Where do we stand at the end of round one, Kathy?
All right. Gene has 5 points. Erica has 8. Jason has 8. Lex has 9. And Shelly has 11.
All right.
Oh, that
but
happened.
not a huge range there. So anything could happen. You know, Shelly, you did great. You did not get a full meld, but you, I believe, had the best.
Yep.
You got four out of five matches on your slate there. So, Gene, we're going to go to you. You're going to choose our next category from a exciting list of two things that I've prepared for you. Your choice is either countries or conspiracy theories.
Oh, so tempting, but there's no way I'm going with that conspiracy theories. So, I'm going with countries.
Okay.
I knew countries. That you are a geography enthusiast. I was a little concerned about the amount of reconciliation that was going to be needed in terms of, like, is this conspiracy theory the same as that conspiracy theory? Like, you know, like, yeah. And, and let's be honest, a lot of conspiracy theories, problematic.
Yes.
So,
for some reason. Yeah.
Yeah. So, friends, you've got a minute. You've got the form. You've got to give us 5 countries. I'm not going to say anything about countries here because that would influence you.
Let's talk about conspiracy theories, though.
Huh? Yeah. Do you have a favorite conspiracy theory that is not incredibly problematic, Kathy?
I do enjoy the conspiracy theory of the flat earth that then has the comment of members all around the globe. Amuses me. Yeah, that's a good one. What about you, Tony?
You know, I think I enjoy cryptozoology, but there's a slippery slope from people who enjoy cryptozoology to the, like, anti-science crowd. I prefer cryptozoology as, like, science isn't done yet. There are things we don't know yet, but it does seem unlikely that there's a lot of megafauna out there. The other conspiracy theory that I enjoy, which I feel like is relatively harmless, is there are people that think when they switched on the Large Hadron Collider, all of us, the whole Earth, switched into an alternate universe that is just slightly crappier than our main universe. And so they're like, and that is why COVID happened. That is why all of these things.
Yeah.
It's
That's
because
why the Cubs won the World
we're
Series.
In like the slightly worst like timeline
version of
now.
It. Yeah.
We're just
would be the much worse timeline is
we're in universe B and it's not great. That's why
I'm so glad I didn't pick that because man, all I know is Masonic, you know, conspiracies to overthrow the Tsar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody was gonna pick that.
Mm-hmm. All right. It has been a minute. Let us see. Do we have, it looks like people were very quick to come up with countries. So we're going to rotate the order. It's going to go Shelly, Erica, Jason, Lex, and Gene. I say that out loud in an attempt to get it right, since that is one of the things I'm very bad at in this game that we call Mind Meld. Shelly, were you able to come up with 5 countries? I know that you're an American and therefore that's hard for us.
I know. Other countries, I mean, what's that all about? I came up with USA with 3 exclamation points.
I'm familiar with that one.
Yeah, I've heard of that one too.
Yeah, that's a big
UK,
one.
The UK / England, France, Germany, and Japan.
Okay. Any wow. rhyme or reason to why these are your top five countries?
I was trying to meld with my fellow contestants is mm-hmm. all I was thinking.
All right. Erica, how do you do on countries?
Remember, I
order
to take...
doesn't count, except we will be judging you based on it.
Well, I forgot to take a screenshot, so I don't know if this is in order or if it's exactly right. We'll see. I put Canada first. I know that for sure.
Yeah, we know. We know who you're the pocket of big yes. Canada.
Yes. Yep. And then I put the United States of America. Second. And then I put the UK. I did not put / England because I didn't want to make everybody in Wales and Scotland and Northern Ireland really mad.
I was trying to cover my bases, and now I've just made everyone mad. I'm sorry, Scotland and Ireland and anybody else who might be offended.
Ireland is newly offended. Newly offended now.
Ireland. Yeah. Yeah. Guy. Oh, God. Now we have to order.
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
I for a moment I had Germany and France and I wish I would have left it, but I was like, no, I'm changing Germany to Japan. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I was sort of thinking like where places I'd like to go, and I was like, I'd like to go to Japan. And unfortunately, I should have left it because then I would have had a much better meld.
Yes.
Well, okay. I think you did pretty good. Let me just check. Kathy, as a scorekeeper, arbiter,
indeed.
And person who's going to take all the political heat on this.
Yeah.
How are we dealing? How are we dealing with the whole United Kingdom versus England? Based on user responses that we've gotten, that is not our fault.
Based on the data that has been provided by our players, I am lumping.
And just to be clear, our players. Nice people, but most of them Americans. Let's be honest. Like, just, you know.
And I feel like this game provides the opportunity to try and expand your answer to cover as many bases as
No, it's really
possible.
About converging.
Yeah. So I am giving, they are matched. They are the same thing.
Okay.
Please don't hate me.
I mean, as an American, I'm trying to take up as much space as I possibly can, because that's what we do.
You know,
so UK,
I would just like to say,
England.
You know, looking at the data that Kathy has matched together here, the ways that this was represented included a person who didn't even leave a space between UK and England and so on. So like, we're, you know,
And one that wrote out /
I was not going to throw that person under the bus, but yes.
I just made a / I didn't write it out.
All right. Let's move on. Jason, were you able to come up with five countries?
Oh, sure. I did Paraguay, Madagascar, Namibia, East Coast.
One likes Jason.
I did the U.S., Canada, Mexico. I think the U.K. and China. Is that it? I didn't take a screenshot, so I had to run it down later.
That is not accurate at all.
Did I do Russia?
Russia and China.
And China. Okay. I changed the U.K. at the last second to Russia instead. I'm thinking globally. Thinking Security Council.
Just putting down a Glen point here for Jason.
Yeah, well.
Very screenshot. North American centric list.
Yep. NAFTA.
People love the screenshot discussions on this audio podcast.
I figure at the very least, I should cover all the countries that are contained in this episode in terms of the panel. I'm just saying, I picked Canada because we're on the podcast with someone from Canada, so it would be very silly not to include Canada in your
not
list.
Not to do Canada. Mm-hmm.
People have already picked their things. You can't influence them anymore.
Dang.
Lex, how are you doing over there?
I listed Canada 5 times. No,
Lex is my favorite.
I have USA, Mexico, Canada, United Kingdom / England, because I wanted to match people who wrote exactly that, and France, which I don't think anybody has said.
France.
Well, Erica has. Actually, people have said France. I was trying to keep track of what has been announced so far and what is not. Well, Lex, I can tell you that actually, Shelley and Erica have mentioned France, so you are looking
good for me.
Real good. This is a good slate of stuff.
I mean, your points, your scores are looking real good. I'm just gonna kind of preface that.
I know it was a bad haircut, Kathy. I understand. It grows back.
It is growing in okay. I was so worried about you for like a week. Yeah, I know how you make your money. All right, let's go over to Jean. Jean, can you close us out with your list of five countries?
Yes. USA. Canada,
yeah, popular.
Mexico, England, no nothing, no slash, no.
Yeah. Most accurate. Most accurate right there. Most accurate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really fishing for one more and thinking, who do we know? And I put New Zealand down because we know New Zealand mm-hmm. people.
We do know we people do. From New Zealand.
Put Slovenia.
Some of us have been to New Zealand. Some people believe that it is a country. There's a lot you can say about New Zealand yeah. that, you
it
know,
definitely
is all,
exists
it's right down
the
there by the ice wall on the flat earth, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So exciting news. This was a high scoring round for people. Erica and Lex get melds. Mm-hmm. Everything that Erica and Lex listed was something that somebody else listed. No one got a full meld, which is that your slate immediately matched somebody else. But I believe Erica and Lex each get 3 points as a bonus for correct. their melds. You have those in there already, or okay?
I was yes, sure I do.
Got it. You got it.
I
all right. And
remember
now,
how many points they were, so I was waiting for you
okay.
to tell them before I
was.
Them
I was mainly worried I was going to say the wrong thing.
Nope.
Nope. It's 3 points for a meld, and I believe it's
five
total. Not five on top of the three. Five yeah. total for a yeah. full melt. All right. Yeah, we've run this game 7 times before, Kathy. Yeah. You and I know stuff. Definitely never made math errors or been no. inconsistent about things.
what? Who would do that?
Nope. Well, it now is time to assign chaos points, which can either be a plus one or a minus one. Already gave Jason minus one last round for Rick and Morty. Kind of want to give him another minus one for forgetting to take a screenshot, but that feels unkind. You, yeah. Kathy, how do you feel about
I mean, you said
chaos
a Glenn
points?
Point. I assume that's a positive point. Maybe even 10 points.
And yet.
I am going to give Shelley -1 points for not saying Canada in honor of our Canadians. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, fair. I can't
yeah, the
argue
one
with
person
that.
To not mention
right.
Canada.
Right.
Yeah. On behalf of Canada, I am sorry.
I was going to say, I'm not allowed to say I'm sorry because I'm from America. So,
you know,
do it.
Let's see here.
Do it.
Give Jason one more negative point.
I'm yep. just, you know, I'm all just right, running. Jason. I'm just running a video at the same time.
You know what? I just remembered to give Jason a positive point for running the stream.
I hate when you mistype that.
Yeah, you know, it's just a, you know, and obviously it's important that we spend as much time as possible on these chaos points because they have such a huge
such
impact,
an impact
on the at the end of the game. Kathy, big,
I think
big
everybody
around.
Should give me a point for not picking conspiracy theories.
Well, that's what they want you to do.
Yeah. That seems like a conspiracy theory right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Shelly, you got to, I mean, Gene, which water were you drinking that made you think that way? So,
and was it fluoridated?
Or not fluoridated. That's how they get you. Kathy, can we get an update on those scores?
Absolutely. They have definitely increased.
That is what they do every round.
Indeed.
No matter how hard we try.
Gene and Jason are tied with 21 points. Shelley has 24. Erica has 28. And Lex has a resounding 30 points.
Wow.
Lex has jumped into the lead with 30 points. So this is very tumultuous here. Anything could happen. That are things that you say between rounds on a game show, mm-hmm. regardless of the accuracy of those statements. Shelley, we are over to you. You're going to choose our next round. Your options are ice cream flavors or Icelandic things.
Oh, man. I will take ice cream flavors, Alex.
Okay. I will remind people that any strategy to picking the rounds is unclear so far.
Indeed.
In the history of Mind Meld. You know, if you pick, don't pick something that you can't list five of because you'll have a hard time. But I put a minute on the clock. And you are giving us 5 ice cream flavors that you think other people are also going to identify. That's ice cream flavors. I just wrote in the notes ice cream, but I feel like I probably meant flavors, right, Kathy?
That seems accurate because I feel like ice cream might be a little bit more difficult. You could do like like
forms,
dairy free or like ice cone versus cup versus
yes,
like
but
popsicles. Notice that I'm not mentioning the other
flavors. Yeah, good choice.
The other topic,
ice cream
option,
ice milk, malt.
Frozen yogurt,
shave ice.
Kathy, can you name
frozen
anything
custard?
About Iceland? I realized that I mainly thought they would struggle with naming things about Iceland, and I did not think about the scenario in which
that
I have to say something
have
about
to,
Iceland
yeah,
for
yeah.
30-ish seconds.
I wonder, like, aren't there fjords in Iceland?
Oh, I think you're thinking of Norway.
Okay. Then I know that, Icelandic horses, they have very fuzzy feet.
Horses?
Okay. I will say that that's they kind of phoned it in on the name.
Right. I'm sure there's probably a name of them, a different actual name, but I am not sure what that would be.
Volcanoes?
Okay. Yep.
Vikings?
Yeah.
Bjork? Isn't she an Icelandic?
Bjork, yeah.
Wow.
Aurora?
She's a person.
She is a person.
Sorry, Bjork.
Thank you.
Don't mean to diminish your personhood, Bjork.
My friends Chris and Kat's wedding, they got married there.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
Yeah.
See? Uh-huh. There we go.
This episode brought to you by Erica's friends, whose name she just said. All right. Lex, in his technical difficulties, has texted me his answers. I am now putting them manually
into
already, the form.
They're already manually in there.
Oh, okay.
I already did that.
Excellent. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He texted you. Wow.
Yes. Yes. Did you know you could text multiple people at the same time?
Why would you even do that?
So one of you is for scoring and one of you is for the screenshot, I guess, in case he doesn't get back. So you
maybe
can read it out.
All right. So I think we have our answers. Shelley chose the category. So Erica is going to read first. Erica, were you able to draw from your wealth of life experiences and identify 5 ice cream flavors?
I know so many ice cream flavors, but my brain is not working today, so my answers do not reflect that. But I put Rocky Road, vanilla, chocolate, Neapolitan, and strawberry.
Okay, classic ice cream flavors. I'll be honest, I feel like that is probably where I would have gone pretty quickly as well. Jason, were you able to name 5 ice cream flavors?
I did, and I did consider Neapolitan, and then pondered the philosophy of the fact that it is itself 3 ice cream flavors.
Makes you think.
It does. I put them all, chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, as well as Rocky Road and mint chip. I don't know if anybody's going to pick mint chip, but it's my favorite flavor, so I did.
Had I thought of it, I would have put it down instead of one of them.
Lex,
am I the first person ever to submit answers via iMessage instead of via the form?
Yes.
My answers were the following: chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, cookies and cream, and cookie dough.
I just want to say, Lex, I think that is, that may not be the most point scoring list, but that's like a really good list.
That is a very good list.
Thank you.
Does not actually count for anything in this game. Yeah, but that's, the judges, they like what they see. They're still judging you harshly, but you have their respect.
I appreciate it.
Gene, how'd you do on ice creams?
I think I did okay. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, mint chocolate chip, which was my favorite flavor when I was a kid.
Big head and nod from Jason on that. Yep.
Pistachio, which I knew nobody else was going to pick, or I was pretty sure. But
you had to be true to
yourself. It was the only one I could think of. Like, I should have put Rocky Road, but I don't like it. So it would just, my hand wouldn't write the words.
I don't like it either, but I typed it fine.
Yeah. I'm going to consult Lex, a dangerous choice given his technical setup. Lex, Rocky Road, better ice cream flavor or better song?
I heard many of the words of your question from me, and I think it referenced the song I Love Rocky Road by Real Yankovic, but I don't know.
Okay. That was
best
what we're going to do. And Shelley, did we start with you or are we ending with you?
You're I think we're ending with Shelley.
Shelley, we're ending with you. You chose this category, I remembering how my own game works. How did it work out for you?
It worked out great. Here are the following Icelandic conspiracy theories. No, I chose chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, rocky road, and Neapolitan, and I did not give a nod to my favorite flavor, which is coffee ice cream, and that made me feel sad, but then I remembered what the game is about, so that's what I picked.
The game is not about your own happiness, people. It's about
giving up who you are to win. I also thought of coffee and didn't pick it.
Same.
We would have melded in either case, Erica.
Yeah. Well, another big high-scoring round here. I see, Shelley, you got everything you said, something somebody else said. Erica, continuing to rack up points, everything you said. And Jason, your first meld of the game, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Kathy, did anyone get a full meld? This is the thing I have a hard time assessing.
They did not.
Nope. Okay. Yeah, there's... Wait, is that true?
I'm fairly didn't, certain because...
No, I think aren't Shelley and
I thought
Erica,
Erica
the same?
And I had a full meld.
Did you pick Neapolitan?
Yes, no,
I did.
You're right. The strawberry was in the wrong location. The order doesn't matter, but it matters for my brain.
It matters for our brains. Yes. Okay. I was like, those look similar. Are they the same? I can figure this out if I stare at this for a solid 2 minutes.
One of these things might be like the other.
You know? All right. Wow. Big rounds for Shelley and Erica getting the full meld points. Jason's going to get some meld points. Time to assign some chaos points, Kathy. I feel like I was subtracting points from people a lot there, except for that one point that I then unsubtracted from Jason under pressure. I'm going to give Lex a point because he listed cookie dough. That is my go-to ice cream flavor. Like, you know, I feel like cookie dough ice cream, you can always count on that. So I'm giving a point to Lex.
Yeah.
How do you feel about points here?
I am doing something similar in that I'm giving Gene 1 point because pistachio is my favorite ice cream flavor.
Oh, wow. That's right. Knowing the things that the
playing
people run
the
game
scorekeeper, I see.
Gets you a point, which is considerably less than you get for matching.
But my points are glittery and full of joy. So
it's a consolation point, if you
will.
Kathy, score update.
Indeed. Once again, the scores have increased significantly this time. Gene has 39 points. Jason has 44. Lex has 46. Shelley has 49. And Erica is in the lead with 51 points.
Wow.
Wow.
I feel like things this lead that keeps swapping
but what is
a lot.
That in American points?
46.
It's like 49.999.
No, I have a third more in Canadian.
This is exciting. Usually one person gets the lead and they just keep it forever. But this is, we're going, you all keep picking high scoring categories. And speaking of picking categories, Erica, you will pick the next category. Your choices are robots or rom-coms.
Oh boy, let's go with rom-coms.
Is short for romantic comedies for people who are familiar with that term.
Robot or rom-com.
Yeah. All right. Erica, you said rom-com?
We're going
rom-coms?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we need 5 romantic comedies, people. Kathy and I will talk about robots for 1 minute.
Oof. Well, I talk about robots for 45 minutes with my friend Alex Cox, and we are recording on Thursday, and boy, howdy, do we have a lot to talk about, but I'm not going to talk about it here.
Big week in robots?
Big week in robots.
Huge week.
But let's talk about Sparkles, the Boston Dynamics robot who is freaking adorable, and I just want to boop the snoop so badly.
I will say, living in vicinity to Boston Dynamics and their robots that may sometime crush our skulls is, you know, it's not something I don't think about. I'm just going to say that. I mean, like, they are not far from my house, and those robots are fast. They will
but
be,
they're not
I will
the
be,
firefighting, flame-throwing
no, I'm
robots
just saying,
in your area,
I think
so
I
that's
will,
good.
I will be dead before I have a chance to pack my car, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And in a way, there's a certain solace in that.
I can see that, yeah. Yeah, that definitely.
I'm a real hope I die in the first 20 seconds of the zombie movie kind of guy. That's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know.
I can see that. I can see that happening.
So far, only Lex has submitted answers for romantic comedies, which makes sense to me.
I would have, but I'm having some technical problems with the trackpad on this stupid computer.
So Lex is here, but he has passed off his technical problems to everyone else.
Sorry about that.
Lex, who, as far as I know, does not even have internet, but was just thinking about it. All right. I have questions about some of these things, but rom-coms is not my my forte. So I think we're all going to learn something either about the category or about each other. I think I lost track of time, so let's just assume that a minute has passed. This is all a highly refined machine here. Answers are in. We are going to start with Jason. Jason, were you able to name five rom-coms?
No.
That's
a lie. As will become apparent as I go. I really struggled. I tried to think of a definition of a rom-com, and I decided it needs to have Tom Hanks or Meg Ryan, or Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, maybe John Cusack. Anyway, I picked, I could have picked Say Anything. That would have been a good one. Anyway, When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, really would have.
When Harry Met Sally, You've Got Mail. Serendipity, which is another John Cusack. I couldn't come up with the other one. Sleepless in Seattle. And because it's a Christmas movie, maybe it's a romantic comedy too. I said Die Hard.
That is an interesting strategy. We will see how that works out for you, Jason.
It was that Die Hard replaced an entry, which was The One with the Old People. I don't even know what that is.
The Notebook.
Are you thinking of Up?
No,
yeah,
nor
it
is
could
it Cocoon.
Be The Notebook.
I think it's that recent one with like Jane Fonda and they all fall in love with it. It's the 80 for Brady. That's
Brady
it.
Brady at 80.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's it.
Woo! I don't think that's a rom-com.
It is. It's
no,
totally
I don't
a rom-com.
Think so either.
Is it?
Is Tom
my
Hanks
knowledge
in
of it?
It
is only.
No.
No. It, okay, Lex can definitively. My knowledge of it is only via mentions of it on
in the Flophouse.
But I am 99% certain that it is not a romantic
or is
comedy.
It the one where they go to Italy with Jane Fonda?
Okay, we are done talking about things that you think are rom-coms.
Die Hard.
Because I can feel myself getting less knowledgeable about this topic. All right. Gene, I believe that you are going to be better at this.
It's me next.
Nope. It's Lex.
Lex, I believe that you're going to be better at
it's
that.
It's me, Glenn.
Lex.
So I defer to Kathy because I have Die Hard with a Vengeance. I don't know if that's... I have When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail. And then I didn't know what I was going to do for the fourth. And then Tony said, Kathy said something was big and Tony said huge. And so that immediately gave me Pretty Woman vibes. So I went with Pretty Woman from when she says big mistake, huge. And then I also did, for my fifth, I was struggling and I went with He's Just Not That Into You, which I think is romantic eventually.
Yeah, that's a rom-com.
Five movies
things
I had
about
you.
That's
seen.
Another one that I just remembered. Great, great. Great.
I see 80% of these.
Okay. Well, you know that you're getting some points there for When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, and You've Got Mail. We're all mentioned by Jason.
I thought for sure Jason would have Joe versus the Volcano, but he did not.
I thought about
it, Rex,
because Tom
option.
Hanks is in it.
Yep.
Right.
It's a rom-com. Ryan, too.
Let us see if Gene will be able to identify some rom-coms.
You'd think, with all my experience on the Smooch podcast, I'd have a lot of things at my fingertips, but I had to actually
could
take
you
off
have
my
just
earphones.
Named five things that you talked about on Smooch?
Right?
I couldn't. No, and
So calling Annette is against the rules, is what you're saying.
No, I had to think of what you all would say, too.
Oh, that's
and
true.
So
that's how this game
I
works.
I feel like we may have. Yeah, somewhere along the line, I learned you put When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail are almost guaranteed. Mm-hmm. I was like, John Cusack, what would everybody say? I said, Say Anything. So too bad, Jason. And then the fifth one, I had to take my earphones off so I didn't hear robot talk from the
same. I did the same
hosts
thing
of the show because I was
it's
struggling.
Good to know that people appreciate Kathy and me.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. You're very. It's hard not to pay attention to you. That's a compliment. Finally, I did come up with Moonstruck. So, which I should have come up with
Thank
earlier.
Thank you for sharing.
I've seen Say Anything. That's the one where John Cusack has the radio over his head in the rain.
Boombox.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if
well.
I've seen that movie or have I just seen references to it extensively.
It's a great movie.
No one knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no one knows for sure which one they've seen.
I think I thought it was a great movie at the time, and then I rewatched it, and I was like, "Wow, this is stalker crap."
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah,
it's a problem that we don't rewatch. Well, I mean, I'm not going to say, but there's something we did on Smooch that is, I don't even think of it anymore as a romantic comedy. Yep.
Shelley, were you able to name five romantic comedies and/or problematic movies?
I mean, ish. Like Jason, I started with the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan Venn diagram, but after two movies, it escaped me. So I had You've Got Mail, When Harry Met Sally, and I couldn't even come up with Sleepless in Seattle, which should tell you something about the rest of my picks. Then I was like, okay, what have we talked about on Smooch and or LTS that qualifies? And so I came up with 10 Things I Hate About You, Palm Springs, and The Philadelphia Story.
Is The Philadelphia Story a rom-com?
Yeah. It is because she answered it, regardless of whether or not it actually defines. That's not how the
I have not seen it.
Yes, it is. It's what
it is. It is.
Do I remember
the beginning of this game where you said correct answers don't actually matter?
Yeah, I'm just interrogating people because this is a category I don't understand very well. Also, insight into Tony's mind. I sort of saw The Philadelphia Story and I mixed it up with The Philadelphia Experiment.
No.
That is very different.
Oh, wow.
Not Philadelphia either. Not Philadelphians.
That's when Tom Hanks is on a World War II ship and it gets transported into time.
Hanks movie.
That one gets you points for both being a rom-com and a conspiracy theory. if only they had gone to Iceland. All right, moving along. Erica, you chose this category. Uh-huh. How did you do?
Well, I'm literally wearing my Agents of Smooch t-shirt. Mm-hmm. So I started with Love Actually because Smooch did 12 episodes for Christmas about Love Actually. And then I moved on to When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, and You've Got Mail. And then I am really embarrassed that I didn't think of Joe versus the Volcano because that should be the next one.
Yeah,
instead, I looped back and I didn't do John Cusack because I'm not a huge fan. I'm a Hugh Grant girl, so I went with Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Yeah, I neglected to mention something that I think happened on a previous game show where I declared all romantic comedies are just movies with Hugh Grant in them, and then I blanked on Hugh Grant.
And then
shame
you blanked.
Shame on me.
I was counting on that, Jason, and nope.
My favorite rom-com is Notting Hill, and I didn't list it because I didn't think anybody else would.
I considered it. I was like,
didn't.
About a Boy, Notting Hill. Like, I was you know,
yeah,
all
Hugh
of the Richard Curtis movies basically fall into
Tom
that.
Tom Hanks. Meg Ryan.
Yep. So not our highest scoring round and not a big range in scores here in that basically most of you got the trifecta of the When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, and You've Got Mail set of points was your only differentiators. Kathy, we got to give some chaos points here.
Yeah.
Who will be found wanting?
Erica is getting a chaos point because she's the only one that mentioned Love Actually, and I cannot believe nobody else thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
believe it.
Love Actually considered harmful.
Yeah.
Technically, I did mention it. I said I don't consider it a rom-com.
Yeah. Talk about movies that did
12 episodes.
Well.
Some of it is.
Yeah.
Some of it is not.
Yes.
Jason is losing a point because he listed Die Hard.
Yeah, I should get a point, Tony. I should get a point for that.
You know,
what happened to no wrong answers, Tony?
Die Hard, Christmas movie, or rom-com. You be the judge.
You know?
If they match, it's not a wrong answer, but we can have chaos points for anything. Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. I imagine our scores have crept upwards, Kathy.
Indeed. We have Gene with 53 points. Jason has 57. Shelley has 59. Lex has 60. And Erica has a solid 66.
I bet I wouldn't if I had picked robots, so I'm pleased.
Yes. Yes.
That is the closest thing there is to a strategy in this game. All right. Round five. Jason, spaceships or spells?
Oh, man. Huh. I'm so upset about that chaos point that what I really want to do is undermine everything by choosing the wrong thing. But it just hurts me, so I'm not going to. Spaceships. Spaceships.
All right. Five spaceships, people, on those forms.
Well,
that's
it was fun
we
doing
see
well in this game while it lasted.
I always forget that Lex is like a giant nerd, but he's the wrong kind of nerd.
The wrong kind of nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just listened.
He's one of those like theater nerds. And, you know, it's like, yeah, I can name 1,000, Weird Al songs, but I don't know what a spaceship is.
Yeah. I just listened to the Random Pursuit with Lex, where he couldn't remember if he had actually played it before. And that was an absolute delight. Absolutely.
That is the extent of the nerd hazing that I'm prepared to do today. Yeah. It's just like, haha, you don't know the names of a lot of spaceships. That's the kind of bullying I do.
Wow.
Take that.
Well, how about some spells, Tony? That was
going to be really hard. I figured we'd probably get some Harry Potter things.
And some Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I don't really know.
D&D. D&D
things. Yeah. Melf's Acid Arrow. Tensor's Floating Disc. Lex would have loved that.
I would have gotten zero. I'm still thinking I don't have any spells. I was thinking of spelling, like bees, a spelling bee, maybe, but I have zero spells.
I love it.
Lex, you have given us some spaceships, right? Okay, good. Before you got mad about spells. Are there other places where there are spells?
When people ask me about Lex, I'm going to say he has no spells. He has no spells.
Oh, no spells?
No spells. A fainting spell.
Lex! Lex, you do improv. Dungeons and Dragons is basically just improv, but with like more just
structure.
It's just like it's just 1,000% less fun, basically.
That's on my to-do list.
Can I interest
now.
You in that?
On my to-do list now is to get Lex to play D&D because it would be hilarious.
Yes. I mean, I have played D&D, and my oldest loves D&D, so.
I would love to play Dungeons and Dragons with Lex. I don't think he would enjoy it, and therefore I don't want to hurt him. invitation is always
open.
Why
don't we roll to see if I would enjoy it?
Look at that.
Yeah, it's got less cooler.
Okay, I don't like this.
You're going to have to make some choices.
I know.
This is worse than the United Kingdom's thing. You're going to get mail.
Everyone's
going to
hate me.
I mean, first off, Kathy, I'm your friend. Uh-huh. And also, I just met you and I'm not responsible for your decisions. we can work through some of these as a group. All right, this is again.
I don't know.
What the heck?
I know exactly. I have a very good idea of what's happening right now.
All right. Should we break format and just talk about things like as a community? We need to come together.
I am
going to
need some assistance. Because I can make choices, but I'm not.
So here's the very controversial thing. Nerds, a peek behind the scenes. Here is the controversial situation that we're in. People have mentioned a popular spaceship from the science fiction series Star Trek. People have referenced the Enterprise in a variety of ways, including references to clearly distinct, not the same spaceship Enterprises, your Enterprises A and D.
Oh,
and
I
then
see.
Other people who have just said the Enterprise.
Uh-huh. I almost put Enterprise A, B, C, D, and E. I was close.
See, I wish you had done that because then it would have been easier to
That's
make
not
choices.
The controversy
because...
I expected.
Oh, see, it's exactly the controversy
so Jason,
I expected.
The controversy.
Jason, I think I know what controversy you're thinking of. Because the other option that I am having issues with is the space shuttle. Space shuttle Discovery and just Discovery.
Or just space shuttle.
Or
just space shuttle.
Right?
That's the controversy I expected.
I figured that was.
All right, here's what I'm going to offer, Kathy. Of course, your rule is final. I would just count when people who said Enterprise and Enterprise A, I would count those the same.
Okay. That was kind of what my heart was leaning towards.
Yeah. People who just put a space shuttle versus space shuttle Discovery versus Discovery, which could be both a space shuttle or a Starfleet ship.
Right.
I don't know what to do with that.
That's tough.
You know what? I am in a very giving mood. You're welcome.
You're giving.
Yes, all right, I'm going to all? Give. Right. Yep, I'm going to give them all. Even all right. though, yes.
I don't think it will have a huge impact on it.
No, it's really not. But it'll be easier for me to score. So that's what
that I'm is gonna... what I like to hear.
All Jason right. really did pick the wrong.
Yeah. It's all Jason's fault.
So but good job, Jason, for undermining.
I knew Jason was going to want to talk about space just more than he was going to want to talk about spells. You so, Lex. You were able to name five spaceships. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
So
can
proud.
You remember what those five spaceships that you mentioned were?
No, but my screenshot can. I listed the Millennium Falcon, the USS Enterprise, spaceship. The only Enterprise I know of. So if that affects my score, I'll acknowledge it. Apollo 11, Challenger, and Spaceball 1. Those were the five spaceships I listed.
A nice mix of fictional and historical spaceships. I was
Which of
concerned
those are
when you see. Well, spoilers. I was concerned that you were feeling like you would not be able to name any spaceships, and I was like, some of them are real. You
see, yeah, name the real ones. Go for the real ones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the real ones. All right, Gene, how'd you do? Were you able to name five spaceships?
I was, but I wasn't very. It's not a diverse group. I stuck
Gene,
to my
I'm
lane.
I'm familiar with who you are. You have a Star Trek podcast. you might be a nerd, Gene.
spoiler.
Okay. Well, Enterprise, the spaceship, not the shuttle. So I don't know. Sorry. Discovery, the spaceship. Voyager, I tried not to name it, but because I knew nobody would pick it but me, but I did because I couldn't come
and
up with anything
of
else.
The Voyager spaceship, not the Voyager minivan, right?
Both are great.
And then, you know, it was imprinted on our brain since before the podcast started. I had to say the Cerritos, which is the ship of the lower decks. And then I'm like, something from Star Wars. Think of something from Star Wars. Millennium Falcon. Like,
I've got a fifth spot here. I'll give you one thing from Star Wars. Another.
Other
concession.
Franchises are available.
Indeed.
Well done, Gene.
You're kind.
All right. Let's see, Shelley, how'd you do on spaceships?
So I put myself within the realms of the various controversies. So I said Enterprise A, I said Enterprise D, and then I felt I needed to put a Star Wars franchise ship in. So I said Millennium Falcon, and then I said Space Shuttle Discovery, and then... Thanks, Lex. I said Apollo 11. I know it's not literally a rocket, but I was really hopeful.
Spaceship. It's totally a spaceship.
Somebody else said it.
Yeah. It's a spaceship. That's all that counts. Yeah. Did somebody else say it? You
right,
get it.
Right. It's for real.
Well done. Erica, how'd you do?
I did not put my things down in exactly the same order as Gene, but I think it was exactly the same thing.
Yes.
Because I started with Enterprise. Just Enterprise. And then I went to Voyager because Gene's here. And then because we imprinted, I put the Cerritos. And then I put Discovery, just letting you read whatever you want to into that. And then I did the same thing. I was like, oh, I have another one. What do I do? Star Wars. Think of something from Star Wars. And it was the Millennium Falcon.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So there... Erica and Gene, full meld points. You got exactly the same slate. And Jason, this was all your fault. You chose this round, caused all kinds of controversy about what is and is not a spaceship.
Indeed.
How many Enterprises are there? What's a space shuttle versus a fictional spaceship from Star Trek? Were you even able to name five spaceships that other people would thought of?
Not that other people could think of. You know me, Tony. I'm a big Star Wars fan.
You are a big Star Wars head, as they say.
So I went with USS, I went with USS Enterprise and Millennium Falcon, and then I just decided to think, well, everybody loves Star Wars. I'm going to put down X-Wing, because that's a fun
X-Wing.
Spaceship that people love. Nobody mentioned that.
They
Space Shuttle. I shifted gears to reality. Space Shuttle. And then I wrote down Apollo capsule and deleted it. And then I wrote down Saturn V and deleted it. And then I just put down New Glenn, which, as I pointed out earlier, is a spaceship.
I was thinking about the New Glenn because you said it before. You said it in an excited voice. It was a very formative moment that did not register with any of our other players. Nope.
Okay,
not and even, in that not case, would spelling have counted? Would it have been one N or two?
Spelling does not count.
Yeah, spelling does not count.
Thankfully, all since nobody could spell Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, we, a range of spellings of Millennium Falcon. So, all right. Well, that was exciting. We got some meld points in there. Am I seeing that you've already pre-assigned some chaos points, Kathy?
Oh, I'm already, I'm sliding in here. Shelley is getting a negative one chaos point for causing all of this drama, not just in the Enterprise, but also in the space shuttle Discovery. So hardcore going in there.
All right. I'm giving a point to Jason for New Glenn.
That is a Glenn.
It's a callback.
Yep. All right, Kathy, quick score update before we go to the Lex round.
Indeed, we've got numbers. Here we go. Jason and Lex have 72 points. Shelley has 74. Jean has 76. And Erica has 89.
Whoa.
That is a strong lead for Erica. Everyone gun for her now.
think only about
things
that,
that only other people would think about, but not Erica.
I'm sorry. I'm throwing
the show. I predicted my demise on this show as soon as the previous category was named. Nobody else picks baseball one. I'm shocked.
Is that from the movie?
Lex. Lex, you get to choose our penultimate category. Lex, you will be choosing whether people are going to be naming football teams or furniture, comma, pieces of.
Let's go with football teams.
All right. Surely people will be great at this. I am appreciative that I don't have to talk for a minute about football with Kathy.
Yep.
So Kathy, put a minute on that timer. And our players are going to give us some football teams. I'm not going to say anything else that would. So, Kathy, how do you feel about those furniture?
Pieces, furniture, comma, pieces. Yes. Yep. I enjoy sitting in chairs.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say couch.
Oh, couch too.
Rocky start there.
Yep. Love beds. Sleeping.
That's pretty good.
Great.
I would, you know, it's, I like to have goals. We talked about that before. Mm-hmm. I would like to have an ottoman someday, mainly because it just seems like a really fun word to be able to say a lot. Ottoman.
That is true. I have a
good
big
mouthfeel.
Ottoman that slides into my couch, which makes it like almost a bed, but not really. It's very comfy.
I'm still at that stage of life where a percentage of my furniture that I'd prefer not to reveal is sourced either directly from IKEA or the streets, which is how I keep it real economical.
Yes. No, just, that's excellent.
That's me. You're don't. Just nobody it real. Wants to know. Nobody wants to know how Tony lives. It's not an uplifting story.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that was a minute. Of
you know what they say
furniture
about Tony?
Talk with Tony and Kathy.
Furniture in the sheets. Furniture in the streets.
Furniture in the streets.
Just furniture.
That is definitely something that people have said.
Wow. We did it. And while that was happening, people identified some sports teams. Wow. Let's be honest. People did better at this than I would have, but I will still be. Okay. You know, there's like sports teams that I would not have listed that almost everybody listed. So this will be exciting. People are not as horrible at this as I thought. See, I
that's
judged
such a
you
resounding.
Nerds poorly. Yeah. All right. We start with Gene. We end with Lex. Gene, were you able to name five football teams?
Oh, yes. I started with the Eagles, the obvious
Go Eagles.
Pick.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
I think, I'm sorry, I have to say I did not screenshot. I believe I said the Jets.
You did.
The
also
49ers.
A great street gang. Yep.
The Patriots.
Patriots.
You know, The Patriots and the Dolphins.
Dolphins. Okay. Based on my limited knowledge, all of those are football teams. So well done, Gene. Shelley, how'd you do?
I don't know. I tried to sort of do a spread. So let's see how it worked. I said the 49ers.
Yep.
I once lived in California, whatever. The Cowboys, because I'm supposed to care. The Giants, comma, New York, because they're Giants.
Don't want to get them mixed up with those San Francisco Giants.
New York football Giants.
Right. And then I said, and I don't know why, because he's not even the scorekeeper, but then I said, Cal Bears, ? Are they the Bears? I don't even remember. Yes. And then I said, Patriots, comma, New England.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I will just say, I'm just going to reveal now that no one else wrote Cal Bears, Let's see how this continues.
Suffer from low self-esteem.
Erica, were you able to identify five football teams?
Yeah, but not as well as I had hoped. I started with the Eagles because, as Gene said, the obvious choice. And then I said the 49ers for Jason. And then I said the Packers because I'm from Wisconsin. And then I said the Dolphins because I feel like maybe people would know that team.
Positive feelings about the animal.
Fans of Larry Zonka.
No, actually, my next one is the positive feelings about the animal. I should have gone with the Cowboys. I should have like gone along my screen, and I did not. I said the Ravens because it's a nerdy sort of a thing. Yep.
That is so Raven.
That's so Raven. So Raven. Exactly. Uh-huh.
So that just popped into my head, and there we go. I did not pick the Edmonton team, which used to be a slur and is now the Elks.
I considered saying the problematic football team from our nation's capital, but I didn't think anybody would say it. So I, even though it would have been funny.
Just the Commanders now.
Jason, you're a big sports personer.
Yeah, he is.
Yes. Sports ball.
Yep. Yeah. You talk about sports all the time. And I
do.
And I listen
you
politely.
You tune it out.
And certainly now is not a time where you will now answer for all of that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I did a little bit of a spread because I tried to get some college in there. Not, of course, the college football team that I attend, but other colleges. So I have the Eagles for Lex, the 49ers for myself, the Dallas Cowboys because they're America's team. But they are. And then I put, again, speaking of teams that I dislike, I put Notre Dame, very popular collegiate football squad. And then I put Michigan because they're also
a state.
They are the national. Yeah. It is a state. I did think about only listing locations, thinking that it would like magnify, but I didn't do that.
You should go by just full state.
Philadelphia.
The Pennsylvania football team.
A Pennsylvania football team. Yeah. I picked Michigan. They are the national champions, but I didn't put Kansas City in there, even though they're the NFL champions. So there we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is there something about the Eagles that I don't know because it would never have occurred to me to pick
Lex
it?
Lex is the world's biggest Eagles fan.
Okay. Yeah. See, thank you, Shelley, for asking the question. So I didn't sound like I don't know anything about our guests.
It's Kathy, Shelley. They're otherwise unnotable.
I used to use a different microblogging service called Twitter. May you rest in peace. And I tweeted about the Eagles so much there that I created a second account called Lex Freegles just so people wouldn't have to be bothered.
I see, which has
protected you both clearly.
Thank you.
Yeah, I followed that account. I don't really know why.
It's on Mastodon friends. Too.
You know what? No, I'm okay not following it on Mastodon. Smart. So.
I'm a little disappointed in everyone here, though. I'm not going to lie, Tony. I did list many teams in common with others. I listed my favorite team, the Eagles, Jason's team, the 49ers. I listed the Cowboys, even though they're terrible, and the New York football Giants. But I thought, this is a group full of nerds. And it only said football teams. So I listed AFC Richmond for my 15. No one else did.
I considered. Going with soccer.
Lex, it's hard sometimes when you come into a group and you're the smartest one there.
I've never been that. Tell me more, Tony.
Tell us more, Tony.
I live with such baggage, all right. Well, this has been a challenging round. Obviously, lots of people identified the Eagles. I'm learning that the 49ers are a football team that people are familiar with. And the Cowboys and Dolphins also exist. Also Patriots and New York City Giants. So there are some points there, but not our highest scoring round. Kathy, no meld points. How do we feel about chaos points?
Oh, I'm giving a chaos point to Lex for
AFC Richmond.
For AFC Richmond.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Very fair.
I'm gonna give Shelley a chaos point for Cal Bears question.
Yay! And they are, Shelley. They are the
Cal Bears.
The California are they bears? Are they? Golden Bears, yes.
Golden Bears. Golden Bears. All right.
Sounds like a cereal.
Wow. Yeah, they do.
I mean, I'm still flummoxed that it's the Stanford Cardinal. Cardinal. Like, that confuses the color. Me. It should be plural. And,
well, they used to be named for a thing that they had to change the name that was red for bad reasons. And so they just changed it to the name of the color, which is Cardinal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next year, they'll be in the same conference as Louisville. So then the Cardinal can play the Cardinals and everyone will be confused.
Wow.
And that completes Sports Corner. Mind meld.
Moving on.
Kathy, final score update as we enter our final round where the rules will change.
Oh, no.
Jason has 84 points. Lex has 87. Gene has 89. Shelley has 91. And Erica has topped out at 100 right now. We've got three digits.
I'm getting any more, so I'm very happy.
I don't know. You don't know what the final round is.
I do know what the final round is. I know that the final round is the most stressful of all of them.
Welcome to the most stressful of all the rounds. The only round where completeness count. Completeness?
Completeness.
The only round where correctness counts. You will have to identify something correctly in this category or Kathy will reject you as a person and a friend.
Wow.
It's in the rules, Kathy.
Wow. I have
also,
regrets.
But not you, you Tony. You're still our friend. Is that right? Or
Nothing could break that bond. Oh. Kathy deals in cold, hard numbers. I'm the feelings part of the equation.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what everybody says about Kathy. Yeah. She's heartless and terrible.
Yep. Yeah, Kathy the Calculator Campbell. Yep. So we are going to delay giving you the round as I explain everything else about the round. We are going to go in the order of play. Gene, Shelley, Erica, Jason, Lex, you will have to name a thing in this category promptly or, you're out of the round. You get 10 points for being the last person standing, 8 for second, 6 for third, and so on. If you name something that does not meet this category standards as arbitrated by Kathy, who has been studying on this 4 weeks, you are eliminated.
Uh-huh.
And if you name something what is just probably slightly more likely that has already been named, you're also out. And if you can't come up with something quickly enough, you are out. Will I identify the thing that we're doing for the final round now? Yes, I will. The final round is trees. That's right. Trees. Those things that if you ever leave your house, they're just there. They have names. You will provide us with some of their names. I am thinking specifically of the types of names of trees as named by scientists and gardeners, not names that you might assign them like
Bob
Jerry.
And, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. I think you're done vamping.
They have
Let's
to be
go.
Agreed upon names. All right. Gene, Shelley, Erica, Jason, Lex. Gene, name a tree.
Oak.
Shelley, name a tree.
Pine.
Erica, name a tree.
Aspen.
Jason, name a tree.
Cedar.
Lex, name a tree.
Redwood.
Gene, name a tree.
Spruce.
Shelley, name a tree.
Cypress.
Erica, name a tree.
Birch.
Jason, name a tree.
The larch.
Sounds made up, but I didn't say anything.
Nope,
Lex, name
accurate.
A tree.
Palm.
Palm. Gene, name a tree.
Locust.
Shelley, name a tree.
Fir.
Erica, name a tree.
Walnut.
Jason, name a tree.
Eucalyptus.
Lex, name a tree.
Juniper.
Gene, name a tree.
Hazelnut.
Shelley, name a tree.
Mesquite.
Erica, name a tree.
Elm.
Jason, name a tree.
Plum.
Lex, name a tree.
Apple.
Gene.
Pear. Tree.
Shelley.
Pecan.
Erica.
Orange.
Jason.
Peach.
Lex.
Cherry.
Jean.
Mango.
Shelly.
Lemon.
Erica.
Poplar.
Jason.
Tangelo.
Oh, God.
Lex.
Conifer.
Jean.
Grapefruit.
Shelly.
Persimmon.
Erica.
Kumquat.
Jason.
Okay, well, Lex said conifer. I'm going to say Douglas fir, which is a very specific kind of fir.
Cavi, yeah, we allowing that?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Lex.
The great California sequoia redwood.
You already said redwood.
That's it. You already said redwood.
So,
and Lex is the first person out. Gee, name a tree.
Kumquat. Yeah.
Already named.
Oh, someone already said kumquat. Gene, you're out. Shelly, name a tree.
Pomegranate.
Has that not been said?
No, it has not.
Has not been said. Erica, name a tree.
Blue spruce.
Jason, name a tree.
Banyan.
Shelly, name a tree. Erica, name a tree.
Black spruce.
Jason, name a tree.
Sugarloaf.
What? I'm sorry, what?
I said sugarloaf.
Oh, sugarloaf. I heard trigger. I thought loaf, he was just talking to me. Like...
Yeah. Oh, you little sugarloaf, you. I think we're just, it's just Erica and Jason now. Yeah. Erica.
White fur.
Jason.
Black fur.
Erica?
Cottonwood?
Jason.
Polyester wood.
He's definitely making them up.
And Gabby, Erica wins. Gabby.
And Erica wins. A commanding victory for Erica. Who knows? I guess I am now remembering that Erica like worked for like basically Canada's forestry
division. Yes.
Marketing. Erica is in charge of marketing the concept of outside to people.
Yeah, I also had hawthorn and almond.
And all right, let me see if
I collect essential oils as well because they smell good and the trees are my favorite. So I was just like going down my
list. We went through every tree mentioned in the song Conifers by They Might Be Giants.
Yes.
I was like, surely
there's four conifers.
Lex, every time we've had you on the final round has been something that you know the song.
Yes. True.
It might mean that he knows a lot of songs to things.
Well, he knows. Maybe. He knows a lot of songs.
Yeah.
He likes listing stuff.
Indeed.
Let's see. How did that affect our scores? So, Erica, you were the last tree standing, so you get 10 points.
Wow.
Jason, you were next to last, so I think you get 8. Who gets 6?
Shelly.
Shelly at 6.
Then Jean, yep. And then
4
Lex.
For Jean and 2 for Lex, hoisted by his own redwood. Well, I don't think it's a huge surprise about who our winner is, but let us go through the formality of describing final scores. What say you?
Hi, I'm Kathy. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Tony. Nice to meet you.
Hi. We haven't been doing this for a while.
Lex has solid 89. Points. Jason has 92, Jean has 93, Shelly has 97, and Erica has 110.
Wow.
And I'm very disappointed that nobody tried to say banana tree because I learned that bananas trees are not actually trees.
Not trees.
And I was like, all of my research.
You're
going
to fight us, weren't
down,
you?
Down in the dumps. Mm-hmm. So
I think, was Joshua tree the other fake tree that you identified?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
correct. So. There were some tree traps planted for you.
Yeah, I also had
I will
sugar.
Honestly say,
I also, being from Canada, I had maple on my list too, and I
nobody said maple.
As somebody who had to maintain round order, I was impressed at how many trees you were able to
so
name.
So many trees.
In stark contrast to some of our earlier rounds, where people all went out in the first round. So, yep. Good job, everyone. Well. Congratulations to Erica, commanding victory. We can all wish that we were more like Erica. But maybe Erica,
having taken a sick day and feeling lousy?
Yes, and yet at the same time, Erica is being rewarded for being a little bit like all of us. And that is the lesson that we have learned.
Wow.
Listeners, thank you for listening to Mind Meld. Join us next time here on the Game Show Network.
Larf. the Incomparable Podcast Network. Become a member and support this show today. TheIncomparable.com/members.